One of my favorite things is that sneaky little concept that has an unbelievably boring name, but is actually about deeply important issues. And today's example? The yield curve. That's the difference between interest rates on short-term and long-term government bonds. But if you're not a bond trader, why should you care? Well, just so happens that the yield curve is really good at predicting recessions. And right now, the figure is lower than it's been since 2007, when, of course, the country was on the cusp of its worst recession in decades. So here to explain is Derek Thompson. He's senior editor at The Atlantic, and he joins us from New York. Hello, Derek.
Hello.
All right. So tell us a little bit more for those of people who are inclined to be interested in this like I am, exactly what the yield curve is and why is it so important?
Yes. Well, before we get into definitions, let me frame it this way. What if I told you that there was a statistic that has turned negative exactly three times in the last 30 years, right? First, in the late 1980s, just before a recession. Second, in the late 90s, 2000s, just before a recession. And third, in 2007, just before a recession. You would think, this is a statistic that should get my attention. Well,
I think we should do a radio segment about it across America.
Let's do a whole radio segment on it. Exactly. That status is called the yield curve, and you define it perfectly. It's the difference between interest rates on short and long-term government bonds. If the difference is really high, that means essentially that the long term looks much frothier than the short term. The economy looks like it's going to grow into the future. If that number is low, that's a bet against future growth and inflation. And that's why this statistic is a great proxy for what the market thinks is going to happen in the short-term future to the economy.
Okay. So where are we right now then? I mean, what you're talking about when you said negative, you're talking about the legendary inverted yield curve, right? Where long-term rates go below short-term rates. How close are we to that?
We are really, really close. We are as close as we have been since 2007, which, as everyone will recall, kicked off the worst recession in the last 80 years. Now, it's really important to remember, the yield curve, it sounds like this scary, complex calculation. It's not. It's a really, really simple thing. It's just the difference between long-term and short-term interest rates, right? And here's the story of every business cycle. We have business cycles, right? Cycles. So it goes up, it goes down. The economy grows. It runs hot. The federal government starts to raise short-term interest rates to cool things down. And then as other indicators of economic growth decline, long-term interest rates fall as well. So what essentially happens is they flatten. Short and long-term become the same number. And as long-term actually dips below the short-term, that is, as you named, the inverse. The yield curve has inverted, and that tends to tell investors something scary is about to happen. This is not normal. This could be the beginning of a recession.
Okay, so, but is part of the trend that we're seeing now, does it have to do with the fact that historically, or, you know, in recent history, those short-term rates driven by the Fed have been extraordinarily low, and the Fed is sort of incrementally raising them, so we're going to get an inevitable flattening?
Yes, that's exactly right. What tends to happen is that the Federal Reserve will slash interest rates to get businesses investing, to get people borrowing money. And then as the economy recovers and starts to run a little bit hot, as unemployment falls, everything that we're seeing right now, they tend to raise interest rates. That's exactly what's happening now. You can debate the speed at which they are raising rates, but everything that's happening now looks pretty much normal. The fear, however, is that you have a lot of investors that aren't very optimistic about future growth. They see a period of low inflation. They look around the world and they're nervous about other countries that don't seem to be growing. And so in this period where you have A, the Federal Reserve raising short-term interest rates, and B, fears about long-term growth of the U.S. economy, you have this flattening. Mm. And once you get to that point of flattening, then it just takes one little news item to invert that yield curve.
Right. But, you know, there are many who might say the long-term pessimists are just that. They're pessimistic because look at the economy right now. I mean, it's rolling along. Unemployment is almost 20-year low. Why wouldn't that translate to long-term optimism about the economy?
Yeah, this is a great question. This really is the question, I think. The debate about whether we should pay any attention to the statistic. And on the one hand, someone could say, well, look, this is an indicator that hasn't been wrong in 50 years. It has predicted every single recession in the last half century. Of course we should pay attention to it. Of course we should completely freak out when the yield curve inverts. On the other hand, look at all the good news. More job openings than job seekers for the first time since 1970. You have the lowest unemployment of this century. There are no obvious bubbles in housing, the same thing that predicted the Great Recession about a decade ago. So on the one hand, this indicator looks a little bit scary. On the other hand, nothing else looks scary. Everything else in the U.S. economy looks pretty frothy, pretty steady, and that's why this is such an interesting debate.
Yeah, nothing else looks scary. For now. Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Thanks so much, Derek.
Thank you.